I should like, first of all, to express the condolences of Franciscan University to Justin's family that I have felt that I've known for many years because I have been witness to Justin's love for you. Three times a day, the students gather, for Mass, and some 300 three times a day, and all pray for Justin as a member of the alumni, and this being Parents' Weekend, or yes, Parents' the reunion weekend, alumni and parents are there in great numbers, and at every Mass, Justin, of course, is prayed for. I express also the condolences of the friars. You know, not having sons and daughters of our own, we adopt the sons and daughters of our the parents' sons and daughters while they're students there. So we do grieve at the loss of someone that we have loved. It is good to grieve. Our Lord grieved at the death of Lazarus. Not to grieve would be to say that we have put no value upon the presence of the person who has been with us that we have loved. We put no value upon his love, his presence, and that we are not going to miss him. If we did not grieve, that would be probably what we were saying. But there is a limit and a perspective to our grief, of course, because Christ has risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. We shall all rise, and after our death, we shall be with Christ, and eventually our bodies will be with Christ also in the general resurrection of the dead. And so there is a limit to our, there is a perspective to our grief. It's a relative grief. A grief at being deprived of the presence that we have known. But that presence isn't totally taken away. And Justin has not lost his memory. He's not in heaven saying, I did have a mother and a father and a brother, didn't I? Relatives? Didn't I? No. He knows and he loves as he has known and as he has loved. The Church does not permit us to pray to those who have died as saints in heaven as a group, but of course we all pray to our mother and we all believe that our mother watches over us here in this earth, and we can pray to anyone that has died, trusting that they are in the presence of God. And so our grief is relative. There are those who would say, of course, that we mourn because Justin's life has been cut short. He's been deprived of the fullness of life. But of course, there never was any more than what there was. God knew on Monday. And told the angels in heaven, I'm sure, to prepare a banquet because Justin was coming home, and there would be a triumph in heaven at his arrival in heaven. We did not know that. He did not know that. But God knows everything. And with God, all time is as a single day. So I think that we have to temper whatever thought we would have. We would say, perhaps, well, it's too bad because he did not have a family. He did not marry. He did not have children of his own. But not long before he died, he became a spiritual father, becoming a godfather to a child. What a privilege that child has. Not only a guardian angel that we celebrate today in the Feast of the Guardian Angels, not only a guardian angel in heaven, but just to look over him and to intercede for him. how fortunate he is. And Justin did experience that spiritual fatherhood of becoming a godfather before going home to God. I would Justin has not lost his memory. I've lost mine. He is preparing a place for all of us, surely. That we would grieve perhaps because he did not finish his studies. Justin had a deep knowledge of what some of us perhaps lack, and that is a knowledge of the ways of God. You see, I always think of a Reredos at St. Bonaventure University that commemorating the life of St. Bonaventure, and has a quotation from St. Bonaventure on it. And it says on it, "I have come forth from you, the Most High, and I go to you, the Most High, and I go through you, the Most High." Justin knew that he had come forth from the hands of God. I think in that is why we have a longing to go back to God, because we came into this world through God's creative power. God holds us in existence. We belong to God as the violin desires to go back into the hands of the violin maker. We have in our hearts a longing, a yearning that can never be satisfied. It is a yearning to go home, to go back to where we came from, to go back to the God who made us. St. Augustine expresses it much more beautifully in saying, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you, as the violin is made by the violin maker for himself and desires to be in the hands of the its maker." So we have a longing for God within our hearts, and a restlessness that can never totally be satisfied in this world until we are in the presence of the God who made us. He has made us for us. "I have come forth from you, the Most High." Justin knew that, and "I'm going to you, the Most High." We live on a pilgrimage of return to the God who made us. And Justin knew that. And he knew that he did not walk alone, however, along that road that leads back to God, because he walked with Christ. The completion of that sentence is, "I come forth from you, the Most High, and I go to you, the Most High, and I go through you, the Most High." We return to the God who made us through Christ our Lord, who is the way and the truth and the life. And in our baptism, we die and we are born again. We are born sharing in the life of Christ. So that Christ lives within us by grace. It's doctrinally, that's the gift of uncreated grace, the presence of God within us, communicating to us a share in his own life. As Justin tried through life, as we try through life, to see reality with the eyes of Christ, to hear with the ears of Christ, to hear the suffering and the pain that is around us in this world, and to try to do something about that. To serve with the hands of Christ, to walk with the feet of Christ, to love with the heart of Christ. Christ lives within us, that he is present in our heart, moving us to love the Father, to love God, to love all humanity for which God died. Christ died upon the cross. His love lives in us. No, Justin may not have completed his PhD, but he knew what is the most important knowledge of all that I have come, because it is the knowledge of life, of what my life is about, that I have come forth from the hands of God, and I am going back into the hands of God, and it is through Christ that I will return back into the hands of God. That is the great knowledge, the great wisdom which he had. And that presence of Christ within him, he knew, was strengthened each day with the Eucharist that we receive. Because we receive Christ in the Eucharist, and by that we are joined to him. But we all receive Christ in the Eucharist. We are joined to one another as we receive Christ in the Eucharist. And that is the nourishment, the food for the journey of life, the presence of Christ within us, nourished by the Eucharist that we receive each day. So that was the great wisdom that he learned. It was the great wisdom that he lived. And is the great wisdom which he leaves to us. We pray that the angels may lead him into paradise on this feast of the guardian angels. We pray that the angels may lead him into paradise. And we pray that Mary, the mother of Jesus, may be there to welcome him. How many times did he pray, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. The Mother of God is not deaf. He prayed that she might be with him in the moment of death, and we pray that Mary may present Justin to her son and say to him, my son, I have been reminded of you through him. I saw you living in him. I ask you now to accept him into your kingdom, to show him that dwelling place that you prepared for him from the beginning of time. That's what we pray for. Now, to be sure, one must be purified to enter into the presence of God. That's why we pray for him. That's why we say many prayers. Not to want that is to want the impossible. If one does not wish to be purified to enter into the presence of God, either one has a very low estimation of God, or a very high estimate of oneself. If you or I entered into the presence of God without being purified, we would be charred to a cinder as finite being tried to enter into infinite being. But with God, all things are simultaneous. There is time is here. We experience time. With God, all things are simultaneous. And all of the prayers that we say for him, all of the masses that are offered for him, they are already present in the presence with God at the moment that Justin appeared before him. God knows what we do and applies to him what we do. And so we enter into eternal rest. Oh, perhaps rest, yes, rest indeed. No more worry, no more anxiety, no more fear. None of those interior tribulations that we experience in this life. No, rest from all of that. Rest from struggle. But the rest of sleep? I think not. We enter into the mind enters into union with God. But God is infinite. If we started today and looked and saw God as he is in himself, if we all the days that have existed from the creation of this world to the end of this world could not exhaust our growth in knowledge of the infinity of God. And with that knowledge comes love. We just don't look and enjoy what we see, but we love what we see. No, our life after this world is a life of complete, endless plunging the depth of the infinity of God, and our hearts inflamed and filled with love and joy in God's presence, and in all of that, his prayers, his love for us, for his mother and his father and his brother and all his family and all his relatives and all his friends, that love that moves him to ask that we might all be united with him forever. Yes, it's a time of grieving. Grieving because the way in which we have known him, experienced his presence, is not there for us now. But he is here for us. We receive the Lord in the Eucharist. We are joined to one another. We are joined to Christ. But we pray that he is joined to Christ also. And so we are united as we come to the altar and celebrate the Eucharist with those who are present and those who have gone before us. So let us rejoice with Justin this day, even as we acknowledge that a wonderful presence that we have had, we can't quite experience in this world today as we did a few days ago. May the Lord bless us and give us his peace.